The main message that comes out with respect to Africa is that African countries are making substantial progress on the MDGs. Some of that progress is not recognized at the moment because progress is often measured relative to countries' initial conditions or starting point. And many of the African countries have started from a very low base. What we're saying is if we look at absolute reductions and forget for a moment about where they started from, huge progress is being made. There is better news behind maybe the relative measures that are used in a traditional way.
Let's look a little bit about some of the individual MDGs. We've been hearing a lot of late about poverty and hunger because of the recent world food crisis. And that's Millennium Development Goal number one, to have the rates of poverty and hunger. How far along are we?
On a global scale, the view is that we will reach the MDG 1 on poverty reduction by 2015, despite the setbacks we've had with the crisis. Again, if we look at Africa, there is variation, but there is some really good news. When we look at absolute progress measures, we find that 6 out of the top 10 performers globally, they come from Africa. If you look at, again, look at absolute reductions, if you look at relative sort of halving, the halving of poverty, then maybe the picture isn't as great, but still there are 10 countries in Africa that have already halved their rate now. So I think there is some good news out there, but there's also some disappointing news. Another point that needs to be remembered about Africa is there is huge variation. Some countries are doing great, some are not doing so well. And if you look at the hunger target, for example, Ghana, for example, reduced its hunger significantly from 35% to 9%. But at the same time, in the DRC, there was a huge increase, more than doubling from 29% to over 70% of hunger rates. Same in Somalia, childhood malnourishment increased over the period. So it's a mixed picture.
We won't go over every Millennium Development Goal, but let's look at some of the ones that have been getting a lot of attention. Of late, we're hearing a lot about maternal health.
Yes.
How is that going?
Obviously, this is the goal where the least progress has been made globally. If we look at the numbers, what we do recognize is that there's huge variation in that goal. There are a number of countries that are making progress, but the progress is relatively slow. It's definitely the mortality one where progress is quite slow, so that needs to be accelerated.
Let's look at HIV/AIDS. Of course, sub-Saharan Africa has been the epicenter of this pandemic.
This is obviously also a difficult one because Africa definitely is in one of the worst positions of many countries around the world. If we look at the coverage of treatment and so on, there is some good news around Africa, but there's a lot more that needs to be done on that one as well.
Now, is there anything that jumped out at you when you were doing this research of the Millennium Development Goals? Anything that really stood out?
What stood out for us was that it's important to recognize that there are different ways of measuring progress. This doesn't mean that traditional measures are wrong, but it's important to look at things in alternative ways. And what we found was that if you do look at different measures, then you can see that in the sort of Afro-pessimism that somewhat developed following the Millennium Development Goals, because they were applied at country level, which was actually not the initial intention. They were global goals. Applying those in Africa has led to some people thinking this is things are just not working. What we found looking at things slightly differently is, well, there's actually some positive news out there. There is progress, and it's good to recognize that.